Good afternoon. Welcome to another JPR Live session. I'm Dave Jackson, live in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio, and we're real excited to have the Wood Brothers back, a band that's been here enough times that we'd consider naming the studio after them, except last time Steve Poltz was here, he named it after himself, so our hands are tied. But welcome back, the Wood Brothers, to the JPR Live sessions.
Thank you for having us.
JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. The Wood Brothers are Chris Wood on bass, Oliver Wood on guitar and vocals, and John O'Ricks, the Swiss Army musician, on drums and percussion and keyboards and backing vocals. And with their numerous albums together and individual side projects and collaborations and co-writes and production credits and other bands that they were in before the Wood Brothers, there's barely a day that goes by that we don't play something that one of you guys has touched. And opening the act, opening tonight at the Holly Theater, Wood Brothers are headlining. Opening the act is Olive Klug, a singer-songwriter out of Portland. So, Wood Brothers, you guys are celebrating 20 years since the release of your first record, Ways Not to Lose. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been 20 years. It's incredible.
What's it like to be old school? For
we're going legacy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We just oddly it took 20 years to pay for that record. We just broke even, and it's one reason we celebrated not just the actual anniversary, but it happened to be the time that the record broke even through the record company, and we printed some vinyl, which had never happened because in 2006 when it came out, people didn't care about vinyl like they do now. So, right. So it's kind of fun and exciting to get it back out there on the vinyl.
Well, congratulations on getting it paid off too. Finally,
yeah, that's
that was a long time coming. Take us back just a little bit. You guys have been here before, so we don't need to go into a whole lot of history. But you guys were all doing, or you and Oliver and Chris, you guys were in different projects. Modesky, Martin, and Wood. You were in King Johnson, playing with Tinsley Ellis. What made you guys decide to like change from those styles into what you're doing in Wood Brothers?
I don't think we knew. It wasn't premeditated.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of this thing that just happened. Our bands ended up on the same double bill together. Oliver sat in. It was kind of magical.
Uh-huh.
We realized we should do something together. But we really didn't know what it was going to be. So we just started by kind of rearranging for duo some of like the music from Oliver's old band,
uh-huh,
King Johnson. And then writing new stuff, mm-hmm, for the duo sound that we were kind of experimenting with at first. And then John joined us, and the whole thing just expanded, you know, over time.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say then you sort of adopted another brother. He's been here. I guess he's the new guy, but he's been here for more than half of your career now.
That's right.
Stop calling him the new guy.
Yeah,
just right.
He's not the new guy anymore.
Well, let's just hear a song.
So in addition to celebrating the old record, we do have a new record that came out this year, and it's called Puff of Smoke, and we're going to play the title track from that.
It's the Wood Brothers.
Every day has a puff of smoke, before you know it, it comes and goes. Maybe it burns your throat, and if you're lucky, you get high, and you take a little ride. Every day out of puff of smoke, a little cloud of heartbreak and hope, and maybe his guys are the practical joke, and if you're lucky, he stops by, and you take a little ride, you take a little ride. Every day in a puff of smoke, or maybe it's a river flowing, taking you where you're going, no matter how you fuss and fight, you're gonna ride. Disappears and the moon glow. Maybe you wake up or dawn, and if you're lucky, you'll be smiling.
That's the Wood Brothers in a JPR live session. That was Puff of Smoke, the title track to their most recent release. Wood Brothers are performing tonight at the Holly Theater in Medford. Showtime is 8 p.m. Opening the show is Olive Klug, and you can find tickets still available at hollytheater.org. So that was the latest album, Puff of Smoke. Tell us about making that record.
Well, we have a pretty cool studio set up in Nashville that we've had for the last couple records, three records maybe, with our own engineer that we really love, and all our equipment lives there, so it's kind of like a really cool clubhouse where we can experiment and try to get weird, and that's kind of what we did. We just got together with a bunch of some finished, some half-finished songs, and just experimented and try some things we hadn't tried before.
Yeah. So you recorded it all on tape, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always start out on tape because we like the limitations involved. It takes some of the choosing. It takes away a lot of choices. The limitations of having a finite number of tracks and minimal editing. You know, you can't fix things and tune things, and so it's... I don't know, it makes you work faster, but it also makes you more present. Like, you don't think about fixing something later. You think about, this is a performance we're capturing, and it's fun.
Trust in yourself that you're gonna be enough.
Well, you guys, yeah, I see you guys in concert. You're a good live band, and your albums are a really good snapshot of what it's like to see you guys live. So I think that comes out pretty well in what you're doing. And Chris, you took on some lead vocals on that. That's not something you usually do, is that right?
I was definitely not dabble in it.
Uh-huh.
Each record.
Yeah.
Got a little there.
Do you write those tunes? Do you do the lyrics on those too? On the tunes that you on the tunes that you sing, are you writing the lyrics for those too?
I mean, we work on things together, and so some ideas I might bring in, but I'm like, you know what, Oliver, you should sing this because it's gonna come across better or something, or we might, you know, just sometimes we start with an idea, but then we start bouncing back and forth to like make the verse right or whatever it takes, you know.
So right.
Yeah, everything's pretty collaborative in the end. We're always tweaking each other's ideas and you know, everybody has a say in it. It's pretty collaborative.
Very cool. Well, you want to play another song? What do you want to play?
Should we play You Choose Me? From the next record.
Of the collaborative songwriting process.
There we go. To the Wood Brothers in a JPR live session.
You choose me.
That's You Choose Me. It's the Wood Brothers in a JPR live session. It's from their latest called A Puff of Smoke. Wood Brothers are playing tonight at the Holly Theater in Medford at 8 o'clock. You can find tickets and information at hollytheater.org. Good tune, guys. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about equipment because Oliver, you started off on a National Resonator guitar, and then you picked up what kind of guitar are you holding right now?
This is an old 50s K Vanguard, a cheapo but goody. Yeah, it's been modified a little bit with some shiny things, but otherwise it's just an old piece of wood that I like to hold, and it's nice and light and portable.
It looks very vintage at this point.
It's quite vintage.
And Chris, is that a Hofner or is it a Rickenbacker?
Right, yeah. They're a Hofner violin bass from the late 60s, I think. I don't know the exact date.
And Jono, you don't have the shitar with you today, but you have another contraption. It looks like something you built. What do you got going on there? The shoebox.
I did not build this.
Oh,
if you
didn't.
Look up campfire kits, I think with no space, I think. I should know better. But a guy built this, and he brought one by, and I bought it from him. It's awesome. Yeah, I can modify it how I like. You know, I'm always playing something different and weird.
Right.
So I believe that was Sean Thacker in Atlanta.
Does he supply the custom bent cymbal like that, or is that?
No. takes a lot of explaining, but yeah. Actually, a guy built this brass lasagna percussion, but it's like part of a stack of cymbals and. I'm using it for not its intended purpose, which I think is usually the best uses of everything.
And if you don't know and you haven't experienced the Wood Brothers, Jono plays percussion with three limbs and keyboards with his fourth limb, and it's kind of amazing to watch sometimes.
Yeah, and he's found a way to customize every instrument that gets in his hands one way or another with bits of doodads and this and that.
Yeah, can't stop.
So in addition to what you guys are doing here in the Wood Brothers and this tour, I heard Mendesky, Martin, and Wood just, you did Jam Cruise recently.
We haven't played a gig in, I don't know, a good 4 or 5 years or something. Did Jam Cruise, and we're weirdly enough about to go play a festival in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Come on out and see us.
Maybe I'll try to get to South Korea.
Now's your chance.
Yeah.
Don't forget to, you know, get your visa.
How fun is it playing with those guys again after a long time?
It's great. It's like riding a bike, you know. Just like my other brothers.
Uh-huh. And Jono, you and your dad released an album, Rick's. We played that on Open Air. Have you worked with your dad before? What's his story?
We worked on, you know, like riding a bike, throwing a baseball.
Right, tying your shoes.
Well, he's a professional musician and has been my whole life, so there was a lot of music stuff going on, and we played a few gigs over the years, but we never really worked together and we never recorded anything.
Huh?
We did gigs every once in a while. We would do like Luther and Son, like local gig, you know?
Right.
But yeah, this was the first. So pretty exciting. I'm so glad we actually accomplished it. It was like 12 years.
Really?
Yeah. Just recording a song here and there. And then just me sitting on it, I was mixing it and finishing, you know, all the keyboard parts. And I think I'm just really glad we got it out.
So that's cool. Yeah, we got a kick out of I Ain't Dancing. It's a good one.
Oh, nice.
We played that one quite a bit. Yep. And now you've you produce not only the Wood Brothers album, your name's usually on the production credits on that, but so many other folks like Seth Walker and I don't know where I was going with this, but Bridget DeMeyer, Christine Vain. You have any other production stuff on the way that we can be looking forward to?
In the middle of it. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I do some extracurricular stuff in the midst of.
You got any Brothers. Got any names you want to drop?
Do I want a Abby Gardner record, a Jody Heights record? Some stuff's coming up. And Steve Poltz's name has been thrown around a lot, and me and Oliver worked at a Steve thing once, which is just a trip.
Yeah, he's been here a couple times. He's so great. Just a lot of fun.
Talking. Yeah, talking about him a lot.
Bet he made some stuff up here.
Yeah, he may have. Yeah,
I mean, he might have been hard to. He might have to bleep him out if he did.
You never know if it's true with Steve, but it doesn't matter.
Right, you just have fun listening to him talk. Awesome, yeah. And so, Oliver, you do a lot of co-writes with folks. You got anything coming up that we can be looking for?
I just did a. Produce a record for a guy named Elliot Bronson that's not out yet, singer-songwriter from Atlanta, and I'm doing a little thing with a group called the Wildmans, mostly I like to be home and
Do you actually get home sometimes?
Yeah, it seems like you're trying to practice Wood Brothers songs so I don't forget them all. There's enough of them that it's easy to forget.
Yeah. Well, we got time for another tune. What do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap up with a song to honor our Ways Not to Lose, the first album. This is a song called Spirit.
It's the Wood Brothers in a JPR live session.
Just to get my solitude, I need some juju and I don't know what to do. I'm tired of seeing clouds when all I need is a drop of rain. I got my cuts and bruises, now I'd like to feel the pain. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please won't you send them to me, send them to me. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please, yeah, please won't you send them, please, yeah, please won't you send them, please won't you send them to me.
It's the Wood Brothers in a JPR live session. That Spirit goes way back to their first album. And Chris Wood on that one played what became a three-string bass for about half of it. He popped a string.
I got a little excited. I broke a string. Yeah. Which means I probably went drastically out of tune. So
actually,
that's fun.
It's the Wood Brothers. It's live radio, live without a net. And the Wood Brothers are performing at the Holly Theater tonight in Medford with guest Olive Klug. There are tickets available at hollytheater.org. Thanks again for joining us, you guys. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you all so much for having us. Thanks for playing the music, too. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and good luck with the rest of your tour and the continuing success of Puff of Smoke. And anytime you guys are passing through, you have an open invitation to be here at JPR.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
JPR live sessions are engineered by John Griffin. Thanks to Bill Exley for the use of his drum kit. Brian McKinnon for his keyboards today. Cody Kersky, I think I got your name right there, is helping us with some photos and some video. JPR live sessions are made possible with support from Talent Club. They have live music and cold beverages in a casual atmosphere in Talent, Oregon. Their live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. Thanks for listening to Jefferson Public Radio.